Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that if you have mastered the art of saying no, you can use those insights to encourage others to say yes. You know what keeps people from agreeing to things, so you can answer those objections up front. Today's tip, like some others this week, comes from Laura Mae Martin's new book, Uptime. Martin, who is Google's productivity guru, coaches executives on how to be more efficient with their schedules. In her book, she shares lots of the ways one might say no. You can ask for more information. You can ask for more time to make a decision. You can suggest someone else. You are probably familiar with all these ideas. You want to save your yeses for things where you know exactly what you are getting into and that you know align with your values and priorities. So if you know that, then you also have an idea of how to get other people to say yes. If you're trying to get someone to buy into your project or to join you, you can use these tactics in reverse, Martin says. When I'm trying to get someone to say yes to a collaborative project or support, I think about why I say no to things and why I say yes to things. So, for example, if you want someone to do something, you should explain how this request aligns with the person's priorities. Martin suggests a script. Hi, I read through your public priorities for the quarter and found one that aligns perfectly with something I'm working on as well. I'd love to work together to achieve one of your goals for the quarter in alignment with a project I've started. Then you can explain what it is. Martin notes that she also might say no or ask more questions when a request is vague. So if you are requesting something, give as much detail as you can. She suggests a script like this. Hi, I'd love for you to speak to my team. Here are more details that might help make your decision. Then you can give the date and time with multiple options, so the person can't just claim to be booked. You can share the number of people who will be attending, the structure of the talk, with multiple structures ideally, so they can pick what sounds most appealing. You should definitely say why you are asking this person specifically and what success would look like for this event, for all of you. I know that I personally am more likely to say yes to requests that feature all of this. For instance, if someone asks me to be a guest on their podcast, it really helps if they tell me their listenership and the specific topic they want to talk about and how long the recording will take, and give me a link to their online schedule so I can choose a time that works best for me. I am sure that you, likewise, have been more compelled to agree to things when the ask is specific and you can see that the person has thought about what you might get out of it. So use these tactics if you want a yes. It might not always work, but it is a lot more likely to work than a vague request to collaborate when someone doesn't know what they are getting into. That sounds like a lot of work. When a request doesn't sound like a lot of work, people are more likely to agree. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.